No matter how much time or money you spend planning your wedding, there's always that one unpredictable factor you can't control, and that's the weather. With more and more weddings taking place outdoors these days, I'm going to go over the 7 things you need to do if severe weather threatens your wedding day, so stay tuned.
Welcome to the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast by Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley, the weekly show that makes wedding planning fun again. Here, you'll go from planning panic, that constant sense of feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and needing to please those around you, to being in control again, feeling confident, encouraged, and calm in planning the day you've always dreamed of. From interviews with industry experts to firsthand planning tips and more, you'll learn ways to make wedding planning easy, affordable, and as stress-free as possible. Now here's your host, Felicia Zammit McMahon.
Hello, and welcome back to the show, where we teach you everything you need to know to plan your wedding like a pro. This is episode number 25, and I'm coming at you every Wednesday answering the most commonly asked questions couples have when it comes to planning their wedding, and bringing you expert advice from the most amazing wedding professionals in the industry. As a former bride, nobody understands what you're going through as much as I do. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, confused, stressed, or just completely clueless planning your wedding, then you're definitely in the right place. I've been there, I've done that, and I want to share with you everything I learned so you don't make the same mistakes or deal with the same problems I did, which were all mainly caused by lack of guidance and knowledge because, you know, let's face it, how many times do you plan your wedding, right? So thank you so much for spending some of your day with me and trusting me to guide you on the right path to planning your wedding with ease and confidence. And I encourage you to share this with a friend or family member or anyone you know who's planning a wedding. And I'd love for you to leave a review if this podcast has been really helping you. So today I'm going to be talking primarily about outdoor weddings and the things you can do to prepare yourself if bad weather or severe weather threatens your day. But this can also include indoor weddings too that take place in the winter because, you know, up here in New York, we've seen our fair share of snow and snowmageddon events. Now, right now it's August, so that means it's summer as well as hurricane season. And of course, our friends down south need to be more concerned about hurricanes than we do, but we've been hit with them too. You know, just recently, this last week, so many of us were without power for days. So wherever you live, all of this is applicable. The unfortunate thing is that no matter how much time or money you've spent on your wedding, the one uncontrollable thing you can't predict is the weather. But just because you can't control it, it doesn't mean you can't plan for it. And the best way to plan for weather is to plan for the worst, but expect the best. Now, if this is something that's really concerning you and it's keeping you up at night, like if you're having a beach wedding or a backyard wedding and you're really concerned about how the weather will affect your day, my very first piece of advice to you is to hire a wedding planner or at least a month of coordinator. Planners are trained, they're certified, they're experienced to be the eyes and ears for you. They always have a plan B, and sometimes they even have a plan C. So it's really like they're planning 2 or 3 weddings for you instead of you having to worry about it. So if there's a downpour, they have action plans in place to quickly transform your space into one that keeps everyone dry. If the weather is bad enough where it starts to affect travel, like a hurricane or a snowstorm or blizzard, and you're worried about your guests or your vendors or even yourself making it to the wedding safely, they can help if you need to reschedule or deal with any of your vendors or rearrange anything for the day. They can take care of the vendor contracts. They can help you find a new date or a venue if need be. You know, you will still need to do some of the work, such as, you know, reaching out to your guest, but they will do all the heavy lifting for you and create or recreate your day to exactly the way you wanted it if severe weather strikes. Now, that being said, I do realize that many of you listening right now may not be considering hiring a wedding planner, and that's okay too. You know, I didn't have one. But if that's the case, you need to take other things into consideration. So first, you need to be proactive and keep an eye out for the weather. Ignoring the weather is possibly the worst thing you can do. Now, you know the weather patterns where you live, so you can start by scheduling a wedding outside of those tricky weather seasons. Now, for some, this is easier than others, but in New York, we get four seasons. So that means no matter when you have your wedding, you're always at risk for rain, snow, even extreme heat or cold. But basically, if you kind of avoid the winter months, you should be in pretty good shape. I mean, you know, that's the reason why there's a wedding season up here and why venues offer discounts on winter weddings. Wedding season is usually April through November, and you can find great discounts between December and March for a reason. You know, everybody wants a wedding when the weather is nice, but if you're someone who's always dreamed of a winter wedding, go for it. Just make sure you have a plan B. The second thing you need to do is have a conversation with your vendors when you're interviewing them and deciding who to hire. Trust me, if there's bad weather, your vendors are just as concerned about getting to your venue safely, just as much as you are. So if you know your wedding is going to be in the winter, or if you're just basically concerned in general as to what happens if, you need to have this conversation with them way ahead of time to see what their contingency plan is. Now, this will all also be in their contract, but it's always good to know ahead of time what their plan is. More likely than not, this won't happen. But if your wedding day comes and the weather is too extreme, you need to contact your vendors immediately. And not by email or text, you need to call them right away. Although chances are they'll probably contact you first, but you need to call them and speak to them and find out what their plan for the day is. Now, of course, you should know this ahead of time. Now you're just putting that plan in place because it's actually happening. So, you know, maybe your DJ lives in an affected area and can't make it because like a tree fell on his car or something. But another DJ in the same company lives closer to you and can come and cover. Maybe your venue has a sister venue that you can move your wedding to that isn't affected by whatever is happening outside. You know, even with a simple rainy day, you want to make sure your venue and all your vendors are prepared for the plan B you discussed months ago. And even if you're having a backyard wedding without a wedding planner, you also need to make sure that you have a plan B. Because if it's raining outside and now all of a sudden you have to move all those people inside, can your home accommodate that? Now, speaking of vendors, you need to check your contracts. Just because something was said or verbally agreed upon, it means nothing unless it's written and signed off on. So here I'm going to suggest when you're done listening to this episode, I'd like you to go back and listen to episode 13, because in that show, we discuss mistakes you could be making hiring your vendors that can ruin your wedding. And in that show, we also discuss in detail why reviewing contracts are so important. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes for you so you could go back and listen. So this is why, you know, like I said, while it's important to have these conversations with your vendors ahead of time, you also need to make sure everything you spoke about is in your contract. And if it's been a while since you looked at your contract, you should pull them out again to review them. Now, many contracts should have a clause, you know, sometimes it's called an act of God clause, but there's something in there that explains what to do if there's an emergency, whether it's weather related or not. Now, I'm strictly talking about weather and emergencies. I'm not talking about any sort of COVID-related issues. Those are very specific and are changing all the time. And for those specific questions, especially now, you need to be in constant contact with your vendors. But what I'm talking about here is, you know, what if, God forbid, if you or your partner ends up needing emergency surgery? You know, what if a freak storm sweeps through the area and there's no power? What if the venue gets flooded? What if there's a blizzard and there's 2 feet of snow on the ground and the whole city and the surrounding area is under a state of emergency? You need to know how everyone will be prepared You need to know how your deposit will be handled and how to navigate a reschedule if it comes to that. You also want to review what happens if your guest can't make it. You know, are you still going to have to pay for the no-shows, or will you get something extra in exchange for the price of their plate, like an upgrade in appetizers or desserts, or maybe like a comped hotel room? So these are questions that you need to ask ahead of time. You're also going to need to reach out to your guest to keep them in the loop and let them know what's happening. So remember, some of your guests may be coming from hundreds of miles away, and you want to give them enough notice to change their travel plans if need be. So again, this is where having a wedding website comes in handy, because you could post updates there. But in addition to that, I want you to make sure you call each and every guest to keep them aware of the situation and to fill them in on any changes that might be coming. Now, you might be thinking, like, Felicia, that's so old school. Like, why can't I just text them? Well, you can. I mean, texting is so easy these days. But guests are going to have questions, and the best thing to do is just speak with them directly. Now, be prepared, because if severe weather is predicted, and if all systems are go, some guests may still not be able to come. And keep in mind that if you do need to make the choice to reschedule your wedding, some guests may not be able to make it to your new date either, depending on when you reschedule. So if your wedding is planned, you know, for now, maybe until the end of the year, I want you to again, take a listen to episode number 8, because in this episode, we talk about all the COVID-related rescheduling. And again, I will link that in the show notes so you could go back and listen to that as well. Now, if you're flying off for a destination wedding or to a honeymoon, you know, which may not be happening so much now, but maybe in the future, you definitely need to make sure you reach out to your travel providers. And just like it's a good idea to hire a wedding planner, using a travel agent is a really, really smart idea for your wedding or honeymoon. Even if you've never used one before or never plan to again, this is one time you definitely should consider it, because they'll do all the planning or rearranging or replanning for you, taking all that off your plate. And you're going to be in a really stressful situation to begin with. So having somebody do this for you is going to be really, really helpful, especially now with COVID and everything that's going on. But today, again, we're just talking about weather. So while you may not be experiencing bad weather where you're getting married, severe weather may be happening where you plan on going. And if there's a hurricane or a blizzard, you know, it's sometimes not just a one and done deal. With normal snow or rain, you know, usually it lasts for a few hours, and then once the roads get cleaned, it's all better. But if there's a hurricane or a blizzard, oftentimes there's a residual mess that can impact travel for some time. So if you're flying, driving, staying at a hotel, or cruising anywhere, you want to make sure you contact your travel providers as soon as possible to see what their protocol is if for any reason, you know, you need to cancel or delay your honeymoon. Another tip with this is when you book your honeymoon, make sure you take out travel insurance for just this reason. So here's a little story about what happened to us. When my husband and I honeymooned, we took out insurance on our cruise. It was the first cruise we ever went on, and it definitely won't be the last because we had so much fun, but it was the first cruise we ever went on. And so we took out insurance because we never knew what might be happening. And it's a good thing we did, because as luck would have it, Hurricane Sandy was just starting off as a tropical depression, and we were chasing it the whole way home. Thankfully, everything was fine, and it wasn't really until we got home that it turned into what it was. But, you know, our boat was rocking quite a bit. So at just a tropical depression state, we were definitely feeling it. But, you know, imagine if we took that cruise just a week later and we were in the full midst of Hurricane Sandy with no insurance, we would be seriously screwed. Last but not least is to really just make the best of it. Now, I know this is way easier said than done, but like I said, you know, with weather, there's nothing you could do about it, no matter how hard you try. So the sooner you can sort of let go of trying to control the situation, which is really completely out of your hands, the better it is. And, you know, just know that everyone has your back. Yes, it'll suck. Yes, it'll be stressful. Yes, there will be tears, but it will all work out. And, you know, to look on the bright side, think about the story you'll get to tell after the fact. You know, you might actually be surprised that it won't be as bad as you imagined either. So there you have it. Those are 7 things to do and think about if you know severe weather is going to threaten your wedding day. As always, if you have any questions about your wedding that you'd like covered on the show, definitely reach out to us at WedConnectHV or SBS Wedding Prep, both of them on Instagram, and we'll try our best to get it on the show. As a reminder, if you know anyone who's planning a wedding, please share this with them. And don't forget to subscribe so each week's episodes can directly download to your favorite podcast player. And we have some exciting news this week because now you can also find us on TuneIn. So now you have even more options to listen to us. If you're a Hudson Valley bride or groom, you could visit us over on our website at www.weddingconnectionshv.com for a ton of local inspiration. So until next time, happy planning.